Because he wants you to get this point. When he changed, everything changed. This is what it is. When seriously you will change, everything will change, period. So he will repeat it. When his soul was changed, suddenly a gate was open. When his thought was different, and so on, and so on, and so on. Should we declare one moment of silence? This is their fault, right? Yes. Okay.
The soul is like a fountain, and the body is its fetter, a foot-bound, broken-winged creature. When its self-consciousness is gone and its foot untied, that falcon flies towards the king.
Ah, do you remember book two when we started and we said, listen, there is something in you, a thought, which is supposed to hunt for you, not for itself, not for logically blah, blah, blah. It says, this is when that thought will open to fly. This is when that eagle actually is created in a way. Yes?
When the seas of mercy begin to surge, even stones drink the water of life. The frail moat becomes stout and strong. The carpet of earth becomes satin and cloth of gold. He that has been dead 100 years comes forth from the grave. The accursed devil becomes an object of envy to the houris on account of his beauty. The whole face of this earth becomes verdant. The dry wood buds and becomes flourishing. The wolf becomes the cup companion of the lamb. The despairing become courageous and valiant.
Did you pay notice? Attention? All this paragraph was repeating something in so many different ways to arrive to magical stuff that the wolf and the sheep could come together and join together. Everything could happen with what?
No.
With you changing really, honestly understanding that you need this change. Being ready to change forever, for good, no matter what. He said, change me and I will serve you. I will be a different person. And he explained, this is something that is repeatedly happening. Because, as I said, the mistake is so public, everybody will do the mistake. But you have the chance to transform, to become someone else. Yes.
The finding of the jewel, and how the ladies-in-waiting and handmaidens of the princess begged Nasu to exonerate them.
Yeah, they come and say, sorry, we wanted to search you because the stuff is found. But Nasu is not that Nasu anymore. Yes.
After that soul-destroying fear came the good news. Here is the mosque. Suddenly rose a shout, the danger is past, the single pearl that was missing has been found. It is found, and we have penetrated with joy. Give us the reward, for we have found the pearl. The bathhouse was filled with clamor and screams and clapping of hands. Sorrow had disappeared. Nasu, who had gone, came to himself again. His eye saw in front the splendor of 100 shining days. Everyone was begging him to exonerate them and giving his hand many a kiss. We had evil thoughts, and exonerate us, we were backbiting thee in our talk. For the suspicion of all against him had been increased by the fact that he was in higher favor than all. Nasu was her private shampooer and confidant, nay, as two bodies with one soul. If anyone has taken the pearl, only he can have taken it. None is more closely attached to the lady than he. At first, she wished to search him forcibly. From respect for his reputation, she delayed, in the hope that he might drop it somewhere and save himself during the respite. They were begging him to grant those absolutions and were rising up to excuse themselves.
Okay, up to here, this is the good news. But it's a strange somehow, because he explained that, okay, right at the beginning they thought he, or she is the god. But, okay, because she was always there, the closest servant, and blah, 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 they said, okay, we need to decide. Now that the stuff, they even tried that, okay, we'll make it, he got it, we'll drop it somewhere, we'll find it somehow. Now that the scene is changed, everybody is coming and kissing his hand and say, we're sorry, we thought negative about you, blah, 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 blah. What he will say, what you would say if you were there. Listen carefully, yes.
He replied, 'Twas the grace of God who deals justice, else I am worse than what has been said.
Aha! For the first time he would say, oh, you thought negative and all that about me, I'm worse than that. Confession, because he knows what's happening. Everybody is treating him well, and he knows that he is what he is, yes.
Why should absolution be begged of me? For I am the most sinful of the people in the world. The evil they spoke of me is a hundredth part. This is clearly known to me, if anyone has a doubt. What does anyone know of me but a little? One of my thousand sins and evil deeds. I know.
Is that you? Is this you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This is the explanation of you. One by one. Nobody knows what a bad fellow you are. Because nobody knows your weaknesses. Except you. You could know it. So pay attention. Because this is the only thing that you should understand. Yes.
I know. And he who draws a veil over me, my sins and the wickedness of my conduct. At first an Iblis was my teacher. Afterwards, Iblis was wind in comparison with me. God saw all that, made as though he saw it not, lest I should be openly dishonored by its exposure.
So, how did I begin with? Normal. Logic. The Satan is my advisor, right? Logically, I could do something and I do it. I want something, okay. I will succeed. Then what happened? Then this is what happened. You don't know what happened, but this happened to me and everything is changed in me. Yes.
Moreover, mercy exercised the farrier's craft on me and bestowed on me a repentance sweet as life.
Read it again, please.
Moreover, mercy exercised the farrier's craft on me and bestowed on me a repentance sweet as life.
Okay, but in Persian it could be read too differently. Because the word of the beginning of the verse is Bas, that eagle that we're talking. And again, do you remember he played with this Bas, means open, means the bird, means again. Here he will use it in a very tricky way, that yes, okay, again, after I did all of that stuff, pity came and changed me, or that burden, which is that gift, made this change possible. Yes.
Whatever I had done, it took them as not having been done, and my undone obedience, it took as having been performed. It made me free as the cypress and the lily. It made me glad of heart as fortune and felicity. It inscribed my name in the register of the righteous. I was one doomed to hell. It gave me paradise.
You see, your reaction is not here. If you were Nasur, you would say, I got lucky. Good, let's go. This is it, right? Here, you understand that? No. I got lucky because now I understand what I was doing. I faced that situation and I changed. So he changed me with all of this. Now I want to be that changed fellow. Yes.
I cried, alas. My alas became a rope, and the rope was let down into my well. I clutched that rope and climbed out. I became glad and strong and stout and rosy. I was lying in misery at the bottom of a well. Now I am not contained in the whole world. Praise be unto thee, O God. Thou didst suddenly put me afar from sorrow.
And then, yeah, he's talking to everyone. Then he turns around and says, that's where I should talk to. Thank you. You changed me. Yes.
If the tip of every hair of me should gain a tongue, the thanks due to thee are inexpressible. Amidst these gardens and fountains, I cry to the people. Oh, would that my folk did but know.
Do you remember this sentence? Top of the cross. Oh God, forgive them, they don't understand. Here, he will say, oh, that, with that Arabic version, Rumi, to say that this is our Nasur, changed and said, oh, I know that nobody knows what's happening. Now I understand my ignorance and total ignorance. Yes.
Now the princess again invited Nasur to shampoo her after his repentance had taken firm hold and was accepted.
Yeah, now he's called back to do his job. Clear. Yep.
And having made an excuse, refused to comply. Afterwards, someone came saying, the daughter of our sovereign graciously invites thee. The king's daughter invites thee. Come and wash her head now, O devout one. Her heart...
O devout one. See, they treat him like a devout one and he's that son of a gun. Now he realized it. Yes.
Her heart desires no shampooer except thee to massage her or wash her with clay. He answered, begone, begone. My hand is not in practice, and thy Nasu is now fallen sick. Go, look for someone else, hastily and speedily, for by God, my hand has gone out of business.
Repeated this, that he realized that his hand is not his hand anymore. This was his hand, now it's not. He repeated it, yes.
He said to himself, my sin passed beyond bounds. How should that terror and anguish go from my mind? I died once, and I came back. I tasted the bitterness of death and non-existence. I have turned to God with real repentance. I will not break till my soul shall be parted from my body. After such a tribulation, whose foot should move towards danger a second time, unless it be